I once heard it said that all stories are true and some are even based on fact. This is a true story. It goes back a number of years before RCIA when priests were giving individual instructions to those who wanted to convert to Catholicism. A priest friend of mine was giving instruction to a young man whose wife and children were Catholic, and he decided that he wanted to join the church. His name was Mark. He was physically a big, rough guy and kind of rough edges. And one day he was at work during lunch break. It was one of the foundries in Saginaw. He was over in the corner reading his Bible. And some little pipsqueak of a guy came up to him and slapped him across the face. He says, "I hear it says in that book that you're supposed to turn the other cheek." Mark picked him up, pinned him up against the wall, put his cigarette out on his forehead. And I can't tell you the rest of the story. It's a true story. Mark said to him, "I ain't read that far yet." Well, we laugh, but we have read that far, right? We just heard it. Is Jesus serious? Or is he just exaggerating? What seems normal and what seems natural is to strike back to get even. We all know that, don't we, from our own personal experience. The world tells us, do unto others before they do unto you. But Jesus was serious. He's not exaggerating. He's expecting his disciples, that would be us, to go beyond reaction, to adopt his way of life, which is nonviolence. We know that evil begets evil. And an evil act, or violence begets violence. An evil act that we react to and strike back continues. It sets in motion an ongoing series of unnecessary evil actions. Jesus is saying it's not the way for his disciples. We've got to look at it in a different way. We have to somehow, following his example, absorb the impact and put an end to evil. Knowing that violence begets violence doesn't make it any easier not to react, not to strike back, not to do what is normal or natural. But somehow we've got to put an end to it in our own personal lives and help the whole world understand that and move in that direction. One of the ways that we do that is by following Jesus' teaching on forgiveness. Forgiveness heals sins. Forgiveness heals wounds. Forgiveness is at the cutting edge of the gospel. And remember, the word gospel means good news. What we heard today are the hard sayings of Jesus, but we call it good news because this is an expectation that he has of his disciples, of us. The way in which we put that into practice is to recognize that it is through water and the Holy Spirit that we are born again as children of God. And as children of God, we follow the way of life of Jesus, and we help one another understand what it means to be a disciple. And we show by word and example that God's love is real. And God's love is evident when people see the words of Jesus Christ put into action by us. God's love is real. We know that, and we believe that. The challenge is to put it into practice. Sometimes we succeed and sometimes we fail, but again and again and again we have to keep trying. Another story to conclude this. It's from an author. It takes a little different twist than Mark's story. American philosopher and writer Sidney Harris recounts this simple incident. I walked with my friend, he said, a Quaker, to the newsstand the other night, and he bought a paper, thanking the man who sold it to him politely. The man didn't even acknowledge it. A sullen fellow, isn't he? I commented. Oh, he's that way every night, shrugged my friend. Then why do you continue to be so polite to him? I asked, why not? Why should I let him decide how I'm going to act? As I thought about this incident later, Harris commented, it occurred to me that the important word was act. My friend acts toward people. Most of us react toward them. The action of Jesus is the direction we need to take. We need to help one another do that and put that word into practice.